Carson with Channel 9. We're here with John Durant from The Office Group, and we're going to talk today about Office solutions for Office 2010. John, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been at Microsoft, and what have you done here?
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I've been at Microsoft a little over 7 years, and I started out in the Office division, running our MSDN web property there and promoting developer documentation and community on the MSDN site. And then I went to Visual Studio on the engineering side, worked on Visual Studio for 3 releases, which was a real great education. It's interesting to see how a company this size produces software and just all the different aspects of that. And then a couple of years ago, I came back to the Office side, this time working in marketing. But don't let the nice shirt fool you. I do come from a developer background. So,
so we're going to talk today a bit about Office and SharePoint as being a platform. Talk a little bit about that, because some people might not have thought of Office and SharePoint as a platform.
Yeah, it's a great question. As I sort of alluded to just a moment ago, I've been doing this a long time, for about a dozen years. I've been working in the Office solution space, and I remember when SharePoint was first introduced, and it actually was built in a slightly different platform way, but then we converted to .NET and made it fully .NET enabled, and we've been through a few releases of that. And as that has happened, people have seen the strong connection between Office and SharePoint. They've seen that there are clear lines of continuity there. One of the things that we have needed to do, especially as that has matured, is to reflect that in the developer tools so that an ISV or systems integrator can go in and create a solution that targets both the Office client applications, where people have a good authoring experience, they like what they can do in Excel or Word or Outlook, whatever the case may be, and then marry that to some of the really powerful things that are happening on the server and bring those together in the developer tools, and that's what we've done in Visual Studio 2010.
And what are the major things that have changed in this specific release, and specifically towards SharePoint?
Well, there have been a number of improvements. One is that we've updated the UI to reflect the ribbon that's in the Office client applications. That has been a very good innovation for us, and we reflected that in SharePoint. We've updated the admin side of it, so IT admins will really appreciate some of the things that we've done with SharePoint to make that easier for them to administer, to deploy, to migrate, to back up, and those kinds of things. We've also made it possible to have the SharePoint online experience, so that's something that we continue to work on. And we also have made it much better for solutions developers. So imagine you're going to create some kind of custom solution. Before, the bar for those types of solutions was fairly high for security and so on in terms of the burden was really put on the IT admins. They had to do a lot of work to approve those types of solutions and to verify that they would work and so on without bringing the server down. And that created a barrier. And so we saw that people weren't doing as much of that as we had hoped. So what we've done in this release is we've made it possible to do no-code solutions. We've also had sandbox solutions so that people can go in and create solutions that will run in a sandbox. We're allowing the IT admins to have a level of confidence that these solutions won't take a server down and will operate effectively. And what we hope that will do, and we're already seeing with the partners and early adopting customers, they are catching that. And so what they're doing is more solutions now, and IT admins, their anxiety level is way down. And they can then open this up to their organization and say, you need to customize our platform? Great, go ahead. We have confidence that things will work. So those are important innovations.
How has our tooling changed over the last couple of years? And what does that mean for the workflow for the average person that would use SharePoint?
So for the average user, one of the things that's true both of Office, you know, the rich client experience in Office as well as SharePoint is that they deliver a very rich set of functionality. Everybody really knows that for a broad set of users. But one of the challenges is that no business is exactly like another business. And I've done consulting in a lot of companies, and I can tell you that one retailer is not the same as another retailer. And so they will have different needs. So what they want to do is tailor the software to meet those needs. They want to customize it. And that's the whole value proposition for solutions or for the developer-oriented things. So as time has gone on, both in the Office client as well as on server, we've continued to expand what those options are, making it a richer set of customizable things. but also making it easier to do. And so those are, you know, we have new APIs. We also streamline some of the APIs. We make it easier to connect to services, those types of things. But all of it is really about serving the end users. It's, you know, doing things for just the developer is great for that audience, but overall, that's a very narrow audience. What we want to do is make sure that the users find the software productive. We think about where we're at in terms of business climate, where a lot of IT shops inside of companies, as well as ISVs and so on, they're being asked to do more with less. They need to meet the needs of their business, but do it on a much tighter budget. To me, if I were in their shoes, I would want to get as much out of my IT investment as I could. So when I look at SharePoint and Office, that is an important part of my budget. I want to get as much out of that as I can. The ability to develop custom solutions on top of those is a key part of that value.
And for someone that would like to begin developing for Office and SharePoint, what resources are available for them?
A lot. So Channel 9 is
for
definitely
starters,
one.
Yeah.
That's a great example. In fact, we have a whole set of training now on Channel 9. You go to the main site, there's a learn area, and you can learn all about how to create solutions with Office and with SharePoint. And it's amazing to me as I look back over a decade how much now is available out there for developers to get started. It's not just a white paper anymore. It's like full guided training. So that's a great site. MSDN proper, if you go to msdn.microsoft.com /office or /SharePoint, you'll find two great sites. They're well organized. They have a pretty good user experience now. And that's where you can find not only our reference documentation, which developers will eventually get there, but also some tutorials, samples, and those kinds of things. So those are the two main places where I direct people.
And on your blog, you often end with the rock thought of the day. What would be the rock thought of the day or the song that characterizes Office 2010 development team?
Probably something from AC/DC.
Nice.
Because I just want to rock and roll.
Yeah.
It is a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. So I do like some
yeah.
AC/DC would be great.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we like to do is let Niners chime in with the questions that they'd like to see answered. So we've got one here from a Niner named Dave Will. It says, I'm curious if managed code can do all the stuff unmanaged code with COM interop used to, maybe still does. Your thoughts on that?
That's a great question. So this question it actually speaks to the heart of some key investments we've made in the tools and in the platform over time. As I roll the clock back several years, I was commonly asked whether we wanted to rewrite all of the applications, the Office applications, in managed code.
That seems like it would be a big task.
It would be a monumental task, and it's one we never officially sized at Microsoft because I think everybody knew on the face of it that this was really not even needed.
Just too much.
And too much.
Yeah.
And especially when I would put sort of A and B in front of those same folks who would ask me that question, would you rather we do that? Who knows if we could do it in one release?
Yeah.
Would you rather us fix these things or add these new functionality or this new extensibility? They almost always would choose this.
Yeah.
And so what we have done is we've added, for people who don't know, if you want to use managed code to talk to Office, because Office is COM, you have to have wrappers around those COM objects. And those wrappers are just, they facilitate the communication between the two different technologies. And what we've done is we released what are called the primary interop assemblies, or the PIAs. And those PIAs are the official sort of blessed wrappers around those Office object models. And that allows developer, let's say I go into Visual Studio, I create a PowerPoint template, I could then create a PowerPoint solution in Visual Studio but talk to the PowerPoint object model. With Visual Studio .NET 2010, targeting Office 2010 with the .NET Framework 4.0, those PIAs are no longer needed. So that's actually one important thing because it reduces the footprint. If I create a new solution, that let's say that PowerPoint add-in that does that, that's one less thing I need to worry about distributing to the desktop where that solution is going to run. All I need is PowerPoint 2010, Visual Studio 2010 with the .NET Framework 4.0, which you can lay down with your install of Office. So, you know, we've reduced that requirements footprint and facilitated that. But the short answer for this question really is yes. Functionally, all the things that you could do if you were targeting Office just in COM, you can do through the interop capability that we've added.
That's a great short answer. Well, thank you for the explanation, and thanks for spending the time with us today. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. It's been great to be here.